Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver, Olea HaShalom. It begins in the Oz V'Hadar edition at the beginning of the last line on Daf Samach Gimel Amid Beis with the words, Debeis Rabbi Yanai. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Mem He Amid Beis. Begins the Gemara. We're in the middle of the sugya of what is the bracha on the chasima, the ending bracha of Al HaMichya. And the Gemara had a question, why do we not end with Yerushalayim? It should be Al HaAretz v'Al Yerushalayim v'Al HaMichya. Just like we have three brachas, we call it Me'ein Gimel. The Al HaMichya is called Me'ein Gimel because it is a short form, a digest of the first three brachas of Birchas Hamazon. So, since the three brachas consist of the food that we ate, that's the Al HaMichya, it's about Eretz Yisrael, the second bracha of Birchas Hamazon, Al HaAretz, and it's about Binyan Yerushalayim, Uvnei Yerushalayim. So why, when we end off, we just say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Al HaAretz, Vala Michya. We should say Allah Oretz Val Yerushalayim Vala Michya. The Gemara had answered that since it's a digest, a short form, it's patterned after the brachos of Poalim, who are working and their owner is not with them, where they say a short form of benching because time is precious, and the Chachamim allowed them to say the first bracha of Birchas Hamazon and the second and third bracha together. And the fourth bracha, Hatayv Nametiv, which is only Bidrabonin, it was Biyavnet Tiknua because of the Heruge Beitar, that their bodies did not decompose and they were brought Likfura after much time. And therefore they made bracha Hatayv Nametiv, but the Chazal did not require the Poelim to say this fourth bracha, which is only Bidrabonin. So they say a total of two brachas, unless they're eating with the Balabas, or unless they're just receiving the Su'uda as a salary, then they're in fact allowed to make all four brachas. That's what we learned in the last shiur. So the Al HaMichya is patterned after the brachas of Poyalim, who are working without the owner being there and are getting a salary. They only say two brachas, and they, when they end off, they do not mention Yerushalayim in the bracha at the end, and therefore, so too, this short form of Al HaMichya, we don't mention Yerushalayim at the bracha at the end. And now we begin today's sugya, the base Rav Yanai, in the yeshiva of Rav Yanai, the Talmid Chachamim in his yeshiva, Avdin Lo Kimatbeya Bracha. They made the Al HaMichya like the formula of the bracha itself. Exactly what this means, we have to look in the Mefarshim, and let us look first at the Haredim, and then we'll see how the Pnei Moshe learns this line of Gemara. Says the Haredim, four lines from the bottom, the Beis Rav Yanai Avdin Lo Kimatbeya Bracha Kolaymer. So according to the first part of the Haredim, the house of Rav Yanai, the scholars there, in fact, did not do like we said before, that they did not mention Yerushalayim. They, in fact, did mention Yerushalayim because it's a digest of the first three brachas of Birchas Hamazon, and therefore Yerushalayim has to be said as well. However, now the Haredim gives a second pshat. V'yesh l'farish, we can explain, devarei kuli alma chasmi b'aretz. The base Rav Yanai is not coming to argue that you're supposed to say Yerushalayim. No, everyone agrees that all you say is Al HaAretz v'Al HaMichya. You do not mention Yerushalayim. It's patterned after the brachas of the Poyalim. What they were doing is something entirely different. Ela Kolaymer, Af Al Pi Shehi Kruya Main Gimel, even though another name for Al HaMichya is the bracha that is a composite of the first three brachas of benching. It's Me'ein Gimel, Maskirin Hoyaba, Debe Rabbi Yanai, Me'ein Revi Yisnami. They would also mention a part of the fourth bracha. Now we have to wonder, if it's called Main Gimel, why did they mention part of the fourth bracha? The Haredim himself will address this in the next line. V'chein kasav Rambam, we find the Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchas Brachas Halacha Yud Gimel says, V'yesh maskirin bo ki ato toivu meitiv lakol. So the Rambam mentions that there are those who hold that we do put into the Alamichia Toiv Umeitiv. So the Charedim asks the obvious question, V'hodoloi Karu Main Dalit. So why isn't this bracha called a bracha that is a short form of the four brachas of Birchas Mason, if in fact we mention Atoiv Umeitiv? The answer is, the Revi'is, the Rabbanan Hi. The fourth bracha, as we mentioned before, Tiknu B'Yavne, they were Mesakened in Yavne, and it's only Midrabbanan, and Vikir Birchas Mazon, Gimel, Levad, Hemidaraisa. The main part of benching is the first three brachas, which is the Raisa, and therefore the Alamichi is called Main Gimel, even though in fact we do, according to the Rambam, mention Hatoiv Ameitiv. My colleague, Rav David Gorelick Shlita, mentioned that the Tur brings down shitas that do not say Toiv Umeitiv. Our minig is like the Rambam, that we do say Toiv Umeitiv. I had a Ha'ora as follows. We learned before that we do not mention Yerushalayim because it's patterned after the Birchas HaPoelim. And according to the Haredim second shot, the base Rav Yani also agrees that we don't say Yerushalayim. We only say Al Oretz or Al Amichya. So my question is, if it's patterned after the Birchas HaPoelim, in the Birchas HaPoelim, they do not say Toiv Ameitiv. So why does the Rambam say they do say Toiv Ameitiv if it's patterned after the Birchas Poelim in relation to not saying Yerushalayim in the bracha at the end? Then why isn't it patterned after the Birchas Poelim in not saying a Toiv Ameitiv? L'chayre, this question is a raya to the Tur, those sheet is old, you don't say a Toiv Ameitiv. But according to the Rambam, this L'chayre would seem to be a difficulty. If you're patterning it after Birchas Poelim, then go all the way. Don't say Yerushalayim in the bracha at the end, and also don't say Toiv Ameitiv. Why does the Rambam say that they did say Toiv Ameitiv? If anybody has an answer to this question, please contact me at grossman@ou.org. Now, the Pnei Moshe has a third pshat. Let us see the last Pnei Moshe in the right-hand column. The Pnei Moshe says, Avdin lakim adbeya brocha, b'ha delachtam ala oretz b'me'en gimel, ha'yoysen kein l'chol birchois me'en gimel, b'ein d'chameshes haminim, u'b'ein d'yayin u'peiris, d'zayin minim, ha'yuchoysmen b'kulon, Ala Oretz, because we know that in the bracha of Main Gimel, there's not only Ala Oretz v'Ala Michya, when you eat cake, but there's also Ala Oretz v'Ala Geffen, when you drink wine, after drinking wine, and there's Ala Oretz v'Ala Peiros, or Ala Oretz v'Ala Peiros Seha, the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, concerning the Zayin Minin, the seven different fruits of Eretz Yisrael. So by all of them, they would end off not with Yerushalayim, but with Al Ha'oretz, V'ala Michya, Al Ha'oretz, V'ala Peiros, Al Ha'oretz, V'ala Geffen. That is what the base Rav Yannick did, Kimat Be'ya Bruch, according to the Pnei Moshe. So we have three distinct pshatim, either Kimat Be'ya Bruch to include Yerushalayim, the first pshat of the Charedim, or the second pshat of the Charedim, to say Toiv Umeitiv, even though it's Bracha Main Gimel, that's the Deraisa, but they also included the fourth one with Rabbanan, or the Pshat of the Pnei Moshe, that any Bracha of the Main Gimel, Ala Michyo, Ala Geffen, Ala Peiros, they would always end off Al Ha'oretz, and they would also not say Yerushalayim in all of these Brachos. Continues the Gemara on the top of Daf Samach Dal Ramad Alef. The Gemara asks, Ma Ula Haskir Bo Me'en Amayra? Do we say something that is connected, that reflects the special occasion, as the Pnei Moshe says, B'Shabbos, V'Yontif, V'Rosh Chodesh, and as the Haredim says in the name of the Rambam on the right-hand column, the Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Yontif, V'Rosh Chodesh, Maskir Bo Me'en Kedushas Hayoim, Keder Shemaskir B'Birchas Hamazon. Just like in benching before Uvnei Yerushalayim, we mention on Shabbos Ritzei, and on Yontif we mention Yala V'Yavoi. So the same thing, the Shaila was, do we do a similar thing concerning the Kedushas Hayom of the special day of Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yontif? Do we put that into the Bracha Main Shalish as well? Amar Rav Abba Bar Zimna. So Rav Abba Bar Zimna said, Rav Zeira have a maskir b'mein mahamayra. He used to, in fact, in the Bracha Main Shalish, he used to mention concerning the event, the special day Shabbos Yontav or Rish Chodesh. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, said Rabbi Yirmiya, Hoyel v'choshla Rav Zeira, Tzricha Nanul Mechosh. Since Rav Zeira was careful about this to mention it, we also have to do it. And as the Charedim brought down, that is the halacha, the Rambam says, that we always have to mention Shabbos, Rish Chodesh, Yontav in the Ala Michya, or the Ala Geffen, or the Ala Eitz. There's a beautiful Dvar Torah written in the Sefer Ma'orei Sha'arim, from the gates at Rosh Hashiva, the previous gates at Rosh Hashiva, Rav Gurevich Zatzal, and in Simen Aleph, Be'inyan Bracha Domain Shalosh, he explains an Inyan here in a beautiful way. He actually answers two major questions concerning the Ala Michya, the Bracha Main Shalosh. The first question is, if, in fact, we have to mention Main Ama'ira, why weren't Chazal Koveya that for Chanukah and Purim? In fact, I'm recording this on the first night of Chanukah in the year Tavshin Ayin Vav, and appropriately, we can raise this question, which the Achronim grapple with, why is there no mention of Chanukah and Purim? So others want to say there's a difference between Rosh Chodesh, Yontav, and Shabbos, which are Daraisa, and Chanukah and Purim, which are only Darabonin. They weren't misakin it. However, Rav Gurevich says that it's really impossible to be misakin it. And why is that? He asks another question. We find an interesting thing if we look carefully at the Bracha Main Shalosh, how it differs from the Birchas Hamazon. We say, Rachim no Hashem alekeinu al Yisrael amecha, val Yerushalayim irecha, we're mentioning there, uvnei Yerushalayim, val tziya mishkan kvedecha, val mizbechecha, val echalecha, uvnei Yerushalayim ira kodesh mehev yameinu. Then we say, valeinu lesoichav, samcheinu mevinyanov, v'noichom piryav, nizbah mituvah, v'recha lev, v'dushu v'tara. And then we mention the Ma'orah, the special day, ritzei v'achlitzeinu b'yom ha-shabbos hazeh, samcheinu b'yom chagamatz hazeh, zachareinu l'toivu b'yom reish ha-chodesh hazeh. And then we end up, ki ato Hashem toivu meitav l'koil. As we mentioned before, we, Paskin, our minig is, that we do put in the fourth bracha, as the Rambam says, of toivu meitav, which is the Rabbanan. The question is the order. In the benching, we say Ritzei or Yalvi Yavoi before Uvnei Yerushalayim. And here in Bracha Main Shalosh, we first say Uvnei Yerushalayim Yerkosh Mevi Yemenu, and then we say Ritzei, and then we say V'samchenu B'yom Chagam Matzah Zazeh, followed by Toivu Meitiv. So in the regular benching, the Ma'ora, the day, is before Uvnei Yerushalayim, and in the Bracha Main Shalosh, it's after Uvnei Yerushalayim and before Toivu Meitiv. Why is there a change in the order? Let us hear the words of Rav Gurevich from his Sefer inside. He says as follows: Kosuva Tur Barachaim Simon Reish Ches Vizelushani Vitzorach Lahaskar Bamein Amoira Kagan Bishabis Koidim Ki Ato Hashem Toivu Meitiv. Oimer to the Nusach that the Tur brings down is to say on Shabbos V'nachameinu B'yom HaManoach Hazeh U'B'yontiv, our Nusach is Ritzei V'chatzenu B'yom HaShabbos Hazeh and B'yontiv Oimer V'samcheinu B'yom Chag Ploini Hazeh V'ayin B'beis Yosef Shehitte Kvar Midivri Toysus Perkeitz Mevorachim M'dal Omed Aleph Divri Maschel Al Shekein Shekosav came to Shem Yerushalmi Toysus in Perikates Mevorchim brings down from our Yerushalmi right here, Shetzorach Lahaskar Bo'meina Moira, Ulam Lekosva Hamokim Shemaskar. Where do you say the Moira? Ubitur Kosov, Shetzorach Lahaskar, Koydim Kat Hashem Toivu Meitiv. The Tur says that you have to say it before Toivu Meitiv. And Kvarisi Bachorim Shetamum Mazeh, Vechain Shamati Gamkim Mishem Hagrachalevi, Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, the Grachalevi Shamad Alze, Maishnami Birchas Amazon, the Maskirim Shamein Amoira Koidim of Nerishlaim, Imken Gambahach the main Shalish, Yaskir Gamkin, Koidim Shamar Valaina Lusaycha, Visamchen Vinyana, Madua Kasavatur, Haskir Dafke Koidim Atavu Mativ, U Maishna Birchas main Shalish, Mi Birchas Shalish Atzma, says the Sefer. Moire Shemesh, that the Reb Chaim Soloveitchik asked this question: why is the Bracha Main Shalosh different than the Bracha of Shalosh itself of benching? There we put the Ritzei Yalvi Yavi before Vnei Yerushalayim, and in Main Shalosh we put it after. Here is the teretz of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. It's based on a Rabbeinu Yoin in Brachas on Daf Choftes. Ahodam Rinohasim, Omer Shmuel. Kol Hashana Odom Mispal Havineinu, Chutz Moitzoy Shabbos V'yontiv. Mibnei Shetzorach Loim Ravdola B'chayin Adas. That one is allowed to say a kitzer of Shemoyne Esrei, a digest of the Shemoyne Esrei, which has in it a piece of every bracha, but you cannot say it on Matzoi Shabbos because you have to say Havdol in the bracha of Chayin Nadas. So on this, Maskulam Arzutra V'nichlo Michlal Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu HaMavdol Ben Kodesh L'Chol. Say it as part of Havineinu and just say part of it, say HaMavdol Ben Kodesh L'Chol. The Gemara says, Kasha. The Gemara doesn't answer this question. Because of Rabbeinu Yoina, Avogav Denisha B'Kusha, even though the Gemara doesn't have an answer, Mikol Mokum, Hilchis Kishmul, the law is like Shmuel, that you can say Avinenu, this short form of Shemayin Esrei, a whole year, except for Mitzoy Shabbos. De Mishum Hachi, Loi Tiknu Me'en Avdolah, Mibnei Shehavdolah, Ein a Bracha B'fnei Atzma. Avdolah is not a bracha by itself. Atchein Antan is not its own bracha. Elish Anu Koilu Moisav, Birchas Atachoinen. We put Atchein Antanu into the bracha of Atachoinen. Ve'im Hoyo Oimer Me'en Avdolah, Rabbeinu Yoina says, even though the Gemara remains with a kasha, but there's a teretz to the kasha. That's the difference between kasha and tiyufta. Tiyufta is checkmate. There's no way out. There's no answer. Kasha means I have a question, but it's not that difficult. One could find an answer. Rabbeinu Yoina says, I have the answer. When they made a shortened bracha, which he refers to as bracha hakoilelis, a bracha that encompasses, one bracha encompasses all of the Shemoyne Esrei. They only put into the digest something that is itself a bracha, but something which is not a bracha, but is included in another bracha that was not put in, because then people would think that it itself is a bracha. They would think maybe in Shemoyne Esrei you have to make up another bracha because of Atochan Antanu. Ve'im o yoimer me'en avdolah ha'yanir sh'avdolah hi bracha b'fnei atzma. Kivin sh'tkinu gam me'en avdolah k'moy sh'tiknu me'en sh'ar brachas. People would think, oh, I have Refa'enu in Avinenu, I have Slachlonu in Avinenu, and I also have Havdolah. So just like Refa'enu and Slachlonu are brachas in Shemoyne Esrei by themselves, so maybe Atochan Antanu is its own bracha. So therefore, to make sure that people wouldn't make that mistake, they did not permit Havineinu to be said on Moitzoy Shabbos, because Atochan Antanu has to be said in, the Havdolah has to be said in Atochoinein, and it's not possible to make it in the Havineinu, because then it would appear that it is its own bracha when it's not. So what do we see from this? A very important rule. Chazina mizeh, de bebracha hakoilelis me'ein shar bracha, such as Havineinu, in any bracha that is a digest, and it's part of a larger mass of brachas, like Kalinin Ba, we only include in this shortened version, Elamasha Kaveya Bracha La'atzmai, only that which commands its own separate bracha. Aval Dover Sheina Kaveya Bracha La'atzmai, like Kalinin La'bibirchas HaKoilelash Shah Brachas. When we make a digest, we don't stick into it something which itself is not a bracha, it's only included in another bracha. V'im kein, if this is a rule that comes out from Rabbeinu Yoina concerning Havineinu, halekasha eich kalalinon haskora Shabbos v'yontiv bebirchas mein sholish. Shehi gam kein bracha koilelis. Halei Shabbos v'yontiv einam koivim bracha la'atzmam. How do we include Ritzei and Yalo v'yavoy, the mention of Shabbos and Yontiv, in the bracha main shalosh? Bracha main shalosh is also a bracha kolelis. It's a digest. It's one bracha that has within it the first three or four brachas of Birchas Hamazon. So how do we include Shabbos and Yontiv? Because in benching, Shabbos is not its own bracha. Yontiv is not its own bracha. So according to the rule of Rabbeinu Yoina, when you're making a digest, you shouldn't include Shabbos and Yontiv. V'tzorach laimer, we have to say, the Shabbos v'yontiv mikri koivim bracha la'atzma birchas hamazon. There is a time when Shabbos and Yontiv command their own bracha. Mishum da'arei amrinim b'brachas memtesam et aleph. Ta'a. What happens if he forgot to say Ritzei or Yalav Yavoi? And he already said Uvnei Yerushalayim, Oimer Baruch Ato Hashem. He makes a bracha, and then he says a special bracha for Shabbos and a special bracha for Yontiv. B'Shem Uvmalchus, with Hashem's name, and he says Alekeinu Melech Olam Kemevur B'Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Peches Imkain Nimtze Dekoyvim Bracha Latzman Meikra Din. You asked me a question. Why is Ritzei and Yalav Yavoi included in Bracha Main Shalish when it doesn't command its own bracha? It does command its own bracha. When he forgets to say it in the right place, it commands its own bracha. If so, says Rav Gurevich, Behine Lefizeh, this is Rav Chaim Soloveitchik's Teretz, Harei Shaper Mavur Mad, you asked me a question. Why in the main Sholish do we put Ritzei and Yalav Yavoi dimension of Shabbos and Yontav after Uvnei Yerushalayim, before Atoiv HaMeitiv, and not before Uvnei Yerushalayim, as it is in benching? The answer is, why can we include it in the bracha main shalish? Why can we include Shabbos and Yontiv? That's only because it commands its own bracha. But kiven dechol ikur she'efshur l'kol lumber bracha kol elas who rak mitam davin bracha b'fnei atzman ukishehein bracha b'fnei atzman halay mekaymam dafke. When do you make that special bracha of Shabbos or that special bracha of Yontav in the benching? You make it in the circumstance where he said, and then he said, I forgot to say Ritzei. Oh, you forgot? There's a special bracha for you to say. You forgot Yalav Yavoi at that point? There's a special bracha. But when is there a special bracha? Only if you remembered it right after Uvnei Yerushalayim. Before Atoiv HaMeitiv. That's why, yes, I put in Ritzei and Zachreinu, that today's Rosh Chodesh, and Samcheinu that it's Chag HaMatzos. Yes, I put it in. Why? Because it commands its own bracha. If it commands its own bracha, I'm allowed to put it into a bracha that's koilu many brachas. So I could put in Ritzei and Yalav Yavoi and Rosh Chodesh. But when can I do that? That's only in the circumstance when he forgot and he remembered after Uvnei Yerushalayim, before Atoiv HaMeitiv. That's exactly the place where I put it into the bracha main cholish after Uvnei Yerushalayim and before Atoiv HaMeitiv. A beautiful teretz of Rav Chaim on this kasha. And with this, says Rav Gurevich, I think this is his own teretz based on the yisoid of Rav Chaim, be'emes lefi birzeh, poshet hu, ma'she'ein maskirim chanuk kapurim. We ask the second question, why didn't Chazal, were they kaveya me'ein amoy of Chanukah and Purim bebirchas main shalish k'moish kasa b'shulchan aruch simin reish ches sifyut beis, that you don't say it in alamichya va'ayin shom b'machsa shekel shehevi mashatorcha achorim las tamad david achorim are trying to figure out what's the reason ulam lefi advar manal hu pashit kiven the Chanukah Purim af b'to'o Einam koyvim bracha la'atzmam. Im kein pashit. De'ein l'koylam b'bracha koylalas. According to the Yisoid of Rabbeinu Yoina. According to the Yisoid of Rabbeinu Yoina, that you're not koylel them in a bracha unless they command their own bracha separately. That will not apply to Chanukah and Purim. Because Chanukah and Purim, even if you forget and you're after Uvnei Yerushalayim, it does not command its own bracha. If therefore it comes out that Chanukah and Purim in benching never has its own bracha, even if you forget. Therefore, when you're making a bracha kolelis, a general bracha, which is a digest, where you're only allowed, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, to put in things that command their own bracha, Chanukah Purim have no place because you never make their own bracha. However, Shabbos and Yontiv, which do command the bracha, when do they command the bracha? If you forgot after Uvnei Yerushalayim, before Atoiv HaMeitiv, so you could put it in, but that's exactly where you put it in the place where it commands its own bracha. A beautiful pshat from Reb Chaim and furthered by the Gates at Rosh Yeshiva in his Sefer Ma'ire Sha'arim. Continues the Gemara, Tani, we learned in a Braisa, Mevorch and Aladogin, we make a bracha on grain, meaning bread, Kishahumina Mufkar. We choose the one that is superior. In other words, if we have different kinds of breads in front of us, we're going to make a bracha of Amaitzi on one of them, so we always choose the one that is of better quality. And now, the Braisa will give various examples of different criteria which make one bread superior over the other. The first one is kluskin ushlema shalabais. You have a choice between a kluskin, we'll soon explain what that means, and a shlema of a balabais. So as a brief hakdama, there were two kinds of breads that were made in those days. One was made by a balabais, a homeowner, and that was usually made from coarse flour, not nekia, or a word that the Pnei Moshe uses here is kiber. And then you had a kluskin, or it's called a gluska. This was commercially produced bread, and it was made in those days from fine flour. So it was nekia. And if you look in the Ois Gimel, in the Shinui Nuschois, on the left side of the Gemara, the gear says gluskin shlema. We here do not have the word shlema. We only have it by shlema shel balabais. But in the Shinui Nuschois, who's quoting a Tosefta, it's gluskin with a gimel instead of a kuf. But that's the same thing. A gluskin shlema and shlema shel balabais. So both of them are shalom. However, one is made from fine flour and one is made from kiber flour, from coarse flour, not fine flour. So Oimer al hakluskin, he says it on the kluskin, as the Marav Fuld explains here, Divya Maschel kluskin in the right hand margin. Hainu gluska misoilis nakia comes from clean flour, fine flour, ushlemahi. As the Tosefta said, it's also shalom, it's whole. The chain pas balabai shlema, the coarse flour of the balabais, the bread that's made from it, is also a shalem, mevorach ala gluska. The ikatar tilatevus, it has two advantages. Number one, shlema, number two, v'nakia. Upas habayis ain't a nakia. The pas of the balabais is not nakia. So let's see the Pnei Moshe inside. Kishuhu min amufkar, the second line in the left-hand column. Kloimer, mevorach l'amufkar shalufanav, ken mefarsh vasel. He always has to choose the one that's better. The first case was kluskin u'shlema shabal bayis. Hoy lufanav pas kluska yofa u'shnia shal kiber, the coarse flour. V'shal bal bayis, it was from the bal bayis. K'moy sh'oysa bal bayis v'beisoy. U'shtein shlemas, as the Tosefta said, they're both shalem. Mevorach l'ashlema shal gluska, because it has the advantage that it has fine flour. Let us continue in the braisa. Prusa shell kluskin ushlema shabalabais. Let's see the Pnei Moshe. Al hashlema shabalabais. So the halacha is that he makes it on the shalom. Afal pisha gluska yoser yafe. Even though the gluska is nicer, it's made from fine flour. Mevorach al shabalabais vehi shall kiber, even though it's made from coarse flour. So this becomes the criterion that wins over, that's called the mufkar. Again, the case was, you had a prusa, which is made of fine flour, of gluskin, commercially produced, but shlema shabal bayis. Then I say that the shlema trumps the mila of gluska, and oimer ala shlema shabal bayis, you say it on the shlema of the bal bayis. The third case, pas chitin upas oiren. You have, let's say, two shlemas, but one is made from wheat and one is made from barley. Oimer al shel chitin. That's simple, because chitin is a better min than soyrin. Soyrin is meichel behema, chitin is meichel adam. But what happens if you have prusa shel chitin? Ushlema shel soyrin. You have a bread of chitin, but it's only a prusa, part of that bread. It's not shalom. And you have a shlema of soyrin. Oimer ala prusa shel chitin. He says it over the prusa of chitin. Says the Pnei Moshe, Oimer prusa shel chitin. Afal gavdi shel soyrin shlema hi. Even though those soyrin is shlema, afal pihachi hoyel ushnei minin hain. They're two different kinds. One is wheat, one is barley. Mevorach laprus shalchit de min hamufcharu, because it is the min hamufchar. So before we had where it was the same min, except one was better flour, one was worse flour. So there we said, if the worse flour is shalom, that's considered min hamufchar, because they're both wheat. It's only one is fine flour, one's coarse flour. That is not enough to trump over the mile of shlema. Even though we said over there, the shlema of the balabayis is better than the gluska yafa, the fine flour. But here, the min of wheat is a different min, and it's a much higher min. It's a Michael Odom as opposed to Michael Behema. So then that becomes the min amufur, even though it's not a shlema. Here, shlema does not trump chitin. Here, chitin trumps shlema of sa'irin. Continues the Gemara. Pas sa'irin u pas kusmin. What happens if you have barley or spelt? Oimer al shal sa'irin, you say on sa'irin. Now, spelt is better than sa'irin. So we, according to what we learned before, you should do it with the min, and the min is chitin. Chitin, even a prus, is better than a shlema sairin. So why here is sairin better than kusman? Kusman is a better grain than sairin. And that's what the Yerushalmi immediately asked. V'aloi shal kusman yafim imenu. Kusman is better than sairin. Ela shezumi min shiva v'zu eimim min shiva. Kusman, spelt, is not from the shivas haminim. Sairin is eretz chitu saira, a land of wheat and barley. So it's included in the Shiva Samina from Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Min Shiva trumps the better Kusman. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Achim, B'Shem, Rabbi Zira, the Rabbi Yudi. This is the Shita Rabbi Yuda. The Rabbi Yuda, Omar, Im Yesh, Beinem, Min Shiva, all of whom Avarach. Rabbi Yuda, Shita is that even if you have a Min there, a type that you like better, but if the other type, even though you don't like it as much, it's not as Chaviv to you, comes from the Shivas Aminim, the Shivas Aminim trumps the Chaviv. If we look in the Pnei Moshe, he says, Rabbi Yehuda, he the Kapit al Min Shiva, and the Charedim adds to that in the fourth wide line of the Charedim on top, in the right-hand column, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar, Im Yesh, the Kamim Masnisen, the Rabbi Yehuda says, if you have something of Shivas Aminim, that's always the one that you take, over Chaviv, Aval Rabbanan, the Pli Yaleh Hasim, I mean Chaviv Adiv. The Rabbanan say that if whatever you like comes first. Hacham Mevarach ala Kusman the Chaviv Medesar. And here, according to Chacham, the halacha will be in reverse. You're going to, the Mufchor will be the Kusman, the spell, because that you like better than the Sarin, even though the Sarin come from the Shivas Haminim. Continues the Gemara. Pas Tameo Pas Tahara. If you have a pas, a bread that was not made B'Tahara, it's considered Tameo, Pas Tahara, or a bread that is Tor. Rabchia Barvo Amar, Amar ala Tahara, you do it on the Tahara. The Charedim adds, in the name of Tosfos and the Rosh, in the Bavli Brachas, V'hu Adin, L'pas Goyim U'Pashal Yisrael, even Goyish bread that you're allowed to eat, Pas Palter, not from a neighbor, but from a commercially baked bakery, you could eat the Pas Nachri, the Pas Goyim, but compared to Pas Yisrael, Avada Pas Yisrael is considered Mufchur, and you would make the Bracha on the Pas Yisrael. That's similar to Tameh and Tahira, that you make it under Tahira. Continues the Brisa. Pas Nikiya Tameh. So you have a Mila in this bread that it's Nikiya, but it's Tameh. And then you have Pas Kibur, a coarse bread, but it's Tahira. So which one, which Mila trumps the other one here? Rabbi Chiyah, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Achal, Ezman, Shiyutz, Yivarech. Since each one has some Mila, the one has a mile of being Tor, the other one has a mile of being Nikia. So therefore, it's your choice. Whatever one you want to make the bracha on, you're allowed to make the bracha. Continues the Gemara, Kaira, palm shoots, what bracha do you make on it? Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Shmuel, Omer, Olav, Bayre Priya 8, you make on it a Bayre Priya 8. Let us see the Charedim, Divya Masul Kaira, approximately one-third of the way down in the small lines. Kaira, what is Kaira? Rach shel dekel. This is a palm tree when it's weak. Kisha anaf of gedele b'chol shana v'shana. Each year when the leaves grow, kederchi lanes hanoisiv b'shana zu rach. anything that's added this year is soft, v'shana shniya, and the second year, miskasha, it becomes hard, v'nasa eitz, and it becomes like a piece of wood. Ad kam l'shana Rashi, this is Rashi in Brachas, aflam advavam et al. So when it was soft, he ripped it off the tree and he ate it. So our Gemara says that you make a bar priyo eitz. It was edible, and you make a bar priyo eitz. Maskanas abavli, the mevarach lov, shahakol. No, you make a shahakol. Why? Mishum delay, not the inch dekel, adai telechel esakaira. Sha'oichle memayet anfeya ilon. So the Bavli says that when you plant this palm tree, you don't plant it for the leaves. Because every time you eat a leaf, you are being nismayate, you are lessening the width of the tree. This is going to become eventually part of the tree. You're making it, let's say, for the dates on the palm tree, but you're not making it to eat the leaves. And therefore, if you did eat a leaf when it was soft, you make a shahako, continues the Gemara. Tana Rav Chalaf de Ben Shaul, Shahakol Nia Bidvori, and as we saw from the Haredim, that's the Maskana of the Bavli, that you make a Shahakol. Tani Rav Yeshua. Rav Yeshua said, a third opinion, Boirei Mina Dishoyim, you make on this that Hashem created different kinds of herbage. Says the Haredim, Da Kaira Mavarach Boirei Mina Dishoyim, Aldeir Shomrim Sech the Klaim, Yerushalmi, Hado Amra, we learn from here, Esrik, Afal Pishat Armel of Bar Priates. If you eat an Esrik, you make a Bar Priates. Ato Oimer Al Hatmarishloi, on the little dates that are on the Esrig tree, you make Boirei Mina Dishoyim, Deloi Not the Inchi Esrig Adai to Tamaris. You didn't plant an Esrig tree for the Tamaris, so therefore it does not get the bracha of Boirei Priates. The Boirei Priates goes to the Esrig itself. V'nira de Hossam Chosser in there, in Kalayim, in Yerushalmi, in Kalayim, it's missing Chosser Bisform, Bryce Zusha Rabbi Yeshua, Da Lokoi Hado Amra. It says over there that on this halacha, we learn out the din of Esrig, that by the Tmorim, you say, Barim Yerushalim, what's the halacha that we're basing the din of Esrig on? We're basing it on what Rabbi Yeshua said here in the Yerushalmi, that you make a Barim Yerushalim on the soft shoots of a palm tree, on the Kaira. So that is missing in the Yerushalmi and Klaim. It just says what you learn out from the halacha, it doesn't tell you the halacha itself. So what it should have said in the halacha in Yerushalmi is our halacha of Rabbi Yeshua that you make on the Kaira Boirei Mina Dishoyim, and from that the Yerushalmi says Hu Adin by the Tmorim of an Esrig you make Boirei Mina Dishoyim. So the Haredim is just pointing out that the halacha of Rabbi Yeshua is missing there in the Yerushalmi Kalayim. And now the Gemara concludes here. Masnita de Rabbi Yeshua, the Brice of Rabbi Yeshua, Pligi Lave, is arguing on what we just learned from Yeshua that you say Boirei Mina Dishoyim. Because the Brice says, Ve'eloi Mina Dishoyim, these are the ones which you make a bracha of Boirei Mina Dishoyim. Ha Kinris, the art scroll explains that this is the globe artichoke. Vahalima and the mallow. Vehadimua, he brings down from the Rush Cirillo and Klayim that the identity of this plant is not known. The ha'atad and the thorn bush and all of these things you make Boirei Mina Dishoyim. As the Haredim points out that the Tani in the Divrei Maskil Masnita Rab Hoshea Pligia in the middle it says the Tani Elu Hein Mina Dishoyim V'lo Chashav Kaira. It doesn't mention Kaira, and there it's speaking about on what plants you make a Boirei Mina Dishoyim, and Kaira is not mentioned. So we see that the Braisa there argues on Rabbi Yeshua, who says that on Kaira, on palm shoots, you make Boirei Mina Dishoyim. It's not included there in the Braisa. Continues the next Mishnah, Halacha Beis, Birich al Peres Se'ilim Boirei Pri Adam Yotze. If a person by mistake made on a fruit a Boirei Pri Adam, he is Yotze, as we'll see in the Pnei Maishah, because all trees get their nourishment from the ground, so the fruit is actually coming from the ground, so one could make a Boirei Pri Adam on a fruit. But al Peres Adam, if he made on a Peres Adam, is something that requires a Boirei Pri Adam, he said Boirei Pri Eitz Lo Yotze, because the item that's coming from the ground has nothing to do with a fruit tree, and therefore he's not yotze. Val kulam, and on all foods im amar shahakol yotze. If he said shahakol is yotze, let us see the pnei moish inside on the Mishnah. Birucha perisil and yotze mipnei shaperisil and bchal pri adamein shakol gadol menorets. Everything grows from the ground, so if you said adama on fruit, you are yotze. But the reverse, you're not yotze. Val peris or it ain't peris adama bchal pri aretz. Priya Eitz, because the Bar Priya Dome is not part of Bar Priya Eitz, Kedomer B'Gemara, because the ground doesn't come from the tree, it's the tree that comes from the ground. And therefore, if you set an Eitz on a Dome, you are not Yotze. Now, here, the Pnei Maharsha gives us a beautiful definition. What makes something into a tree, or when do I consider that the item is actually not coming from a tree, but it's coming from the earth itself, even though it's growing on a bush, but it's not considered a tree. The ilon nikra kol hecha, the chishakli leper. If you take down, let's say, the fruit, the apple, the isil on, if you leave over the branch, v'oyser anif atzmi, that branch itself, choyzer, umoytzi peiris l'shana acheres, it produces fruits next year, the ilon in this tree, kazeh, mevorchen al peiris bar priyates, that's what you make a bar priyates on. Avol hecha, the chishakli leper. But if you take the fruit away, you will not be leaving over a branch that will next year once again bring out fruits on this branch. That's when you make a bar pri adama. A bar pri adama is made on something that only grows one year, but not coming back year after year. If it comes back year after year, it's bar pri eitz. If it's only for one year, it's bar pri adama. The al kulam and mamashakal yatsa continues to play my shiva fil al pas val yayin. Even on pas and yayin, if you made a shahakal, you're yatsa. However, of course, that's only b'diavad. Umiu lechatchila, says the Pnei Maharsha, ain lechol shum peri. A person shouldn't eat any fruit. Im ain yedei levar bracha ruyaloi. If he doesn't know what is the correct bracha, and therefore it's advisable for everybody to carry around either a pocket safer that can tell a person the brachas, or if a person has the OU, has an app that has all the brachas, but a person should always have at hand, if he doesn't have a rav that he can ask, he has some way to know what brachas he has to make on each item, because the chetchila, you have to know the bracha and not be sarmach on the shahakol ni'eved dvari. Begins the Gemara, Rab Chizki, b'shem Rab Yaakov Baracha, he said that our Mishnah, the Rab Yehuda, it's going like Rab Yehuda and not like the Rabbanan. And we have the same thing in the Bavli bracha, Staf Mem Amud Aleph, that the Gemara there says that our Mishnah is Yichidoihi. It's going like a single opinion of Rab Yehuda. And that is why Birich al Peiros Ha'ilim Bar Pri Adama Yatza, according to Rabbi Yehuda, but not according to the Rabbanan. What is the Sfora of Rabbi Yehuda? Ovid as Ilonis, Bikashim, that's our Girsa, and the Shinin Nischois brings down that we find in the Rosh Cirillo that it's Kikashim. He made trees like stalks of grain. To understand this Gemara, which seems at first glance very enigmatic, let us first see the Machloikus Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan that our Gemara and so too the Bavli is referring to. And we will see this in the Charedim, the second wide line at the bottom, where he brings Lashon HaBavli in Brachas Daf Mem Amud Aleph, Man Tana De'Ikar Ilon Arahi Rabbi Yehudahi, who holds that the main part of a tree is the ground. That's Rabbi Yehuda, this nun, we learned concerning Bikurim. The halacha is when a person takes the first fruits and brings it to Yerushalayim, to the base of Mikdash, he declares, Ho'adoma asher nasata, the land that you gave me. Now, what happens if, after he took the fruits from the tree, Yovesh Hamayin, the Mishnah says, what happens if the spring that is giving irrigation to the tree dries up, the nixus or ilon, or the tree itself is chopped down, so the chachamim hold maybe veina kaira, he brings the bikurim, however, he does not read what it says in the Torah that he's supposed to say, the land that you have given me. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, maybe the kaira he brings, and he does say that. Upirish Rashi, the ikur ilon arahi, the ikur kol haperis haaretzi, the main thing of all fruits is the land. The hakoil gadol mimenu, everything grows from it. Yavish hamayin nixus ilan, what's the case? Hoyloi beis hashalchin, he had a field that had irrigation. Uboy mayan, and in it was a spring that was giving the water to the irrigation channels. Shehu mashkeu mimenu, he's getting water from it. V'katzar bikur mimenu, and he cut down the fruits. V'achakach yavish hamayin, and then the spring dried up. V'chein sedei ha'ilon, or a field that has trees in it, v'katzas bikurim, and he cut down the bikurim, v'achar kach, after he cut it down, nixas ha'ilon, then the tree got chopped down. Maybe Vein Akar, the sheet of the Chacham is, he brings and he doesn't reach. He cannot say these words. Min ha'adam asher nasatali. The kiva the yavah shamayim v'nixas ha'ilan mimena bot lola ara. So the sheet of the Chachamim is that although we know the tree is planted in the ground and it gets nourishment from the ground, but they believe, the Chachamim, that the tree is an extension of the ground and that the fruit is actually getting its main nourishment from the tree. The tree is the Adama Asher Nasata. Adama doesn't just mean the ground. It means everything that causes the fruit to grow, including the tree, which is an extension of that Adama. Now, if that tree has been cut down after he took the fruits, the Bikurim, from the tree, and he's bringing it to Yerushalayim, and then the tree was cut down, so that Adama is no longer extant. It's no longer here. And therefore, although he brings the Bikurim, he cannot say the Pasuk of Adama Shenasatali. So maybe Vein Akara. What is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? So the Charedim ends off bringing Rashi and Brachas. Maybe Vekayre Sheha Oretz Yikar. When I say O Adama Ashena Satali, you gave me this land. I'm not referring to the tree because the main nourishment of the tree and the peiros which is on the tree is coming from the land. So the land is still here, even if the tree was cut down, it's still here. So now that's the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim by Bikurim, and now let us see what it has to do with brachas. So Rav Chizki b'shem Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha said that our Mishnah, which permits an adamit to be said on Peiros Ha'ilan, that's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Ovid as Ha'ilan is kikashim. He made the din of a tree like the din of kashim. In other words, just like we're going with the beer of Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, which is the simplest way to understand this sugya, that just like you have kernels that grow on stalks of grain, the bracha on the kernel is bar pri adama. Even if you cut down the stalks from the ground and nothing can no longer grow from those stalks, but since it is the earth that is giving ultimately the nourishment to those kernels, and the stalks are just a conduit to bring the nourishment from the ground to the kernels. So therefore, just as Rav Yehuda says, L'inyan Bikurim, that even if the tree was cut down, but the Adama Shinasatali still applies because the Adama, which ultimately is nourishing the fruit, is still here, and he can say that. He can still say Adama Shinasatali. So Hua Din Ligabi Brachais, when we say Abaya Priates, and instead of saying Abaya Priates on this apple, I'm going to say Abaya Pri Adama. So the main part of the fruit, like we see from Bikurim, is the ground. So just like by stalks of grain, we're going to still make an Adama on the kernel, because ultimately it's getting nourishment from the ground. So who would do on an apple if the tree has been cut down and now it's like a cut down stalk of grain? I'm going to make an adama permitted on the fruit, although it's more precise, of course, to make l'chapchila b'ayre priya eitz, because the more specific you are in brachas, it's better. And this, after all, is a fruit from a tree. But if I use the Adama, just like I find by Bikurim, I can say Adama. I can say Adama on a fruit, L'inyan Brachos. However, according to the Chachamim, since I see by Bikurim that this is not considered Adama, the Adama is cut down because I'm considering the tree as an extension of the Adama. And my adama for my fruit has been cut down, so maybe ve'ena kaira. So who adin legabi brachas? Rav Chizki is saying here that I cannot use an adama on a tree because the main nourishment for the fruit is the tree and not the adama, like I see from Bikurim. And therefore, according to the Chacham, you will not be yaitza. And this is what the Bavli says in Daf Mem, that Mishnah Yechidoi, our Mishnah, is going like a das yochid of Rabbi Yehuda. As we turn to Daf Samach Dalet Amid Beis, Am Rabbi Yossi, no, Divriya Koilhi. If you look in the Rosh Cirillo, so the Rosh Cirillo on the bottom, on the fourth line, says, "We Gemora Dilan, our Gemora in the Shas Bavli, Daf Mem Lo Isa It doesn't bring this, what Yerushalmi says, El Aswar Kamaisa. It only brings what we said on Omid Aleph, that it's the Sfir Leda Masnis Nichidoihi. Here's another example where to get the full Sugya, we also have to learn the Yerushalmi, because in Yerushalmi, we see something that's not even mentioned in the Bavli, that Rabbi Yossi Shita is, no, that even according to the Chachamim in Bikurim, that say you don't, maybe Vayna Kairif, the tree was cut down because the main part of the fruit is the tree. It's getting its nourishment from the tree, and that's the Adama there. Divri HaKoyli, this halacha by Peiris is different because, as Reb Chaim Kanievsky explains in the Beer, that we have to make a distinction between brachas and bikur. Because by brachas we say peiros ilan bechal peiros adama. Peiros ilan are part of peiros adama. Bavein peiros adama bechal peiros eitz, as the Mishnah had said on Amud Aleph, that items like a potato where you make a boyer pri adama, on that you cannot say a boyer pri eitz because it doesn't grow on a tree. Mashen can't something that grows on a tree. The chachomim by bikurim will admit that by brachas you could still say an adama on something that you're supposed to say an eitz on, because it gets its nourishment from the ground. What is the chilek between bikurim and brachos? So the answer is, by bikurim, the main word that we're focusing in is hadama asher nasatali. So we say, what's your adama? Your adama is not the ground, according to the Chachamim. Your adama is the tree, and the tree is not here anymore. It's been cut down, therefore maybe vena kaira. But Lenin Brachas, what are you saying? You're saying a boyre pri ho adama instead of a boyre pri ho eitz. So the noun is correct. It's a pri. It's a fruit. But I should have been more specific. I should have said it's a fruit of a tree. But of course, even according to the Chachamim by Bikurim, some nourishment their maskim it's getting from the ground. They're saying the main nourishment is from the tree. But of course, the tree is in the ground. So where my adama is only descriptive, it's only describing what kind of peiri I'm speaking about. I'm speaking about a peiri that comes from the adama. I didn't say it's coming from a tree, which I should have said. So since, after all, it is getting some nourishment from the ground, even according to the Chachamim, so legabe adama describing pri, I'll be yotze where I should have said eitz, describing the pre. Mashi Anki by Bakurim, where I'm focusing on the ground, Hadama Ashenas Atali, and I'm calling the eights according to the Chacham, the main Adama. The main Adama has been cut down. I cannot say Hadama Ashenas Atali, maybe Venikare. But Lenin Brachais, there we say, your peiri is a peiri, and I just described it in general terms instead of being specific.
Continues the Gemara, the next part of the Mishnah, which stated, Val kul and imam shahakol yur yoytze. Rav huna amar chutz min hayayin min hapas. This rule of the Mishnah, that shahakol works on all foods with the exclusion of wine and bread. And then the Gemara says, masnit amar kein. We have a proof from our Mishnah, because the Mishnah stated, chutz min hayayin, that on everything you make a borei pri eitz, except for wine, sha'al hayayin hu oimer, because on wine he says, borei pri hagofen. And also, on everything you make adama, chutz min hapas, except for bread, sha'al hapas hu oimer, ha'maytzi lach min ha'oretz. You say ha'maytzi lach min ha'oretz. So these words indicate that a shahakol would not work on bread, and it would not work on wine. The Charedim tells us two pshatim, and the two pshatim have a difference lahalacha. The first pshat of the Charedim says that since we see, because of the chashivas of bread or wine, that they have their own bracha, it's logical to say that you will not be yotze if you say shahakol, because shahakol is a very generalized bracha on every fruit, on every bayir pri adama, everything that comes from the ground or doesn't come from the ground, like water, mushrooms, you could say shahakol. So something that requires a specialized bracha that was taken out of the category of eitz to make hagefen, was taken out of the category of adama to make pas, hamoytzi lechem and aretz, so there it's logical that Shahakol will not work. That's his proof from the Mishnah. However, if this is the correct pshat, then if you did make on bread, adama, or on wine you made ha'etz, you would be yaitza, because since it's not so general like shahakol, you would be yaitza. That's the first shita of the Haredim. Pirish Acher, says the Haredim, our Mishnah uses extra terminology. It could have said very short and succinctly. It could have been mekatzer and say, chutz min ayayin she'aymer lov b'ayir pri hagafen. But what did the Mishnah say? Chutz min ayayin she'al hayayin hu oymer. Why is it saying these extra words? Or she'al hapas hu oymer. Just say, hamaytze lechem anaretz, or yayin, b'ayir pri hagafen. What's this extra word of al hayayin huaymer, al hapas huaymer? You know what it's extra? To teach us that you can only say b'ayir pri hagafen on wine. You can only say hamaytze on bread. And therefore, if you said eitz on wine, you're not yaitz according to this pshat. It's ma'akev, even b'di'evet. And if you said b'ayir pri adama on bread, you're not yaitzi. So this is the nafkamina between the two pshatim. Is it just that shahakol won't work? Or is it more than that, that even adama won't work on bread and eitz will not work on wine? Because that's why there's an extra lashon in the Mishnah to exclude that the only thing, shala yayin hu oimer, this is the only thing you could say on yayin, and that's gefen. This is the only thing you could say on pas, and that is hamaitzi. However, he brings down the charedim that Rabbi Yochanan in Brachas of Mem Amibes in the Bavli disagrees. And he says that even on bread or wine, you could say a shahakol b'dieved, and you are yaitz. And certainly if you said a b'ayir pri eitz on wine or a b'ayir pri adama on pas. Continues the Gemara. Tani Rabbi Yossi Aymer, Rabbi Yossi says that kol ha-mishan alamat be'ah shetov chacham, if somebody changes from the formula that Chazal prescribed us to say in any way, lo yotzei yidei chavasai, kol ha-mishan ha-mabei shetov chachamim, he's not yotze. In other words, if you say shahakol for any food, you're not yotze. If you say adama on bread, you say ha-eitz on wine, that's not the bracha. The bracha on wine is b'ayir pri hagafen. The bracha on bread is a mitzvah lechem anaretz. So you have to say exactly what the formula of the chacham is. Any change according to Rabbi Yossi, and you are not yotze. At this point, I would like to share with you, in closing on this sugya, I would like to share with you something that my chavrusa of Moshe Rottenberg Shlita showed me from the Chidushei Reb Leib Malin in Simon Beis in his Sefer. He begins with a machlokas Rishonim and Achronim. We paskin that the halach is like Rabbi Yochanan, which the Charedim brought down. The Rabbi Yochanan sheet in the Bavli is that a shahakol is good both on pas and on yain. Shahakol is good for everything. There's a machlokas Rishonim and Achronim. Is b'ayir pri eitz good on gefen b'dieved? Is b'ayir pri adama good on pas b'dieved? Toysa Shita, Rabbi Kiveger brings down, is that you're not yotze. So Rabbi Kiveger asks, you're telling me that shahakol we passing our b'yachin and you are yotze. So that means, although we would have a specific, specialized bracha for wine, which is gefen, but yet the bracha hakoleles, the bracha of shahakol, that is a general bracha, suffices according to Rabbi Yochanan. So why do we say, according to Tosfos Shita and the other Rishonim and Achronim, why do we say that b'ayir pri eitz will not work? If such a general bracha as shahakol works, then a more specific bracha, such as a b'ayir pri eitz on the wine, should help. The b'ayir pri adama on the bread should work. So it comes out very interesting. Although it's a pre, and we're calling it a pre ha'eitz instead of a pre ha'gefen, we're not yotze. So how could it be that shahakol is good for wine, and a b'ayir pri ha'eitz is not good? This is Rabbi Kiveger's kasha. Rav Leib Malin says, to answer this question of Rabbi Kiva Eger, first, let us understand what the svara is in the machloikis Rishonim and Achronim, whether ha'etz would work on a b'ayir pri hagafen, whether adama would work on a maitzi lechem min ha'aretz. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, we can clear, because of the cheshivas of yayin, they took it out of eitz. Were they saying that BMS, it is a fruit, but since it's such a chashiv fruit, lechatchilo, you have to be more specific. You can't just call it a regular fruit. It's a b'ayir pri hagafen. Is that the svara? If so, bidi evet, if you weren't so specific and you said a bar priyetz, you would be yaitza. That's a svara of those who say you are yaitza. However, I could learn a different way. I could say that gefen, or for that matter, pus, they're so chashiv that they were taken out. They're not considered anymore. In the case of bread, they're not considered adama. In the case of gefen, they're not considered eitz. We don't look at them as a fruit from a tree or a fruit from the ground. They have their own category. They are bar priya gefen. They are hamoitz lechem min aretz. And I don't look at them at all as being a priya eitz or a priya adama. If that is the svara, then you wouldn't even be yaitza bidi evet if you said a bar priya eitz on wine, if you said a adama on bread, because they are totally removed because of their chashivas from being considered a regular fruit of a tree or pri ha adama. So this, says Rabbi Leib, would be the svara in the machloik is whether you're yoitza or not. Continues Rabbi Leib and brings down that in the Bavli we find as a machloik is between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan, whether you are yoitza with a shahakoil on pas or yayin. In our Gemara here in Yerushalmi, we had at the fourth line, Rav Huna omar chutz min yayin min pas. He holds that shahakoil does not work on yayin and pas. And he brings a raya from our Mishnah. Says Rabbi Leib, what's the raya from our Mishnah? Because the Mishnah says, Sha'ala Yayin Huaymer Boire Priya Goffins, learns Rab Leib, the Raya is that he, Rav Huna, holds, like the Tzad of our Chakir before, that Yayin is totally taken out of an Eitz. And therefore, even shahakol won't work. You're going to tell me it's a bracha that's koilel everything, so why doesn't it work on wine? The answer is because wine is something that's taken away from all other foods because of its chashivas. And therefore, he holds you not even yoytzu with a shahakol. However, says Rabbi Leib, Rabbi Yochanan holds, as we saw in the Chredim, that you are yoytzu with a shahakol. So if so, we see that Rabbi Yochanan holds that wine is not taken away from other fruits. So just like a shahakol works on other fruits, it'll work on wine also. If so, so then why doesn't an eitz work? Says Rav Leib, that's all part of Rabbi Kiva Eger's question. Since we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that a shahakol works on yayin, which means that yayin is not mufka from being a fruit. It's not taken away from all other foods because of its chashivas. We hold that a shahakol works. So then certainly the ha'et should work on wine. You're being more specific, and yayin is not mufka from being called an eitz. So Freik Rabbi Kiva Eger, if shahakol works, then eitz would work. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha, the way Rabbi Leib explains it. So Rabbi Leib wants to say that when we say that a shahakol works according to Rabbi Yochanan, he says you could also look at it two ways. You could say that a shahakol works because we hold a bracha kolelus works, not just if it's ha'eitz, which is close to hagefen, but even a shahakol, which is more broad, will also work, bidi evin. Or is the pshat that chazal, where kaveya, there's a certain bracha called shahakol, which is a bidi evin bracha. If you didn't do a lechat chila bracha, then you do the bidi evin bracha. If so, if we go with that sad, says Rabbi Leib, so we can say that this will explain those shitas. This will answer Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. It's possible to say shahakol works and boire priya eitz does not work, because boire priya eitz on wine is not as specific as wine, and wine is taken out of eitz. We're going to say, according to that side, that wine is so chashiv that it's taken out of being a regular fruit. So that's why your eitz doesn't work on wine. You know why still shahakol works? Because shahakol is working not because it's koilel everything. Because if eitz doesn't work, then certainly Shahako is not going to work if we go with that logic of being Koilo. HCC is not even Koilo wine, so certainly Shahako wouldn't be Koilo wine. But here it's a new Svara by Shahako. Shahako is a Bidiyevid Bracha. And a Bidiyevid Bracha will work on anything. Chazal Rekaveit is one Bracha that works on anything Bidiyevid. Its name is Shahako. If you're going with Eitz is because it's broad enough to include Geffen. We say, no, it's not. Geffen is so choshev, it's not part of Eitz, so you can't include it in Eitz. Ma'ashiyeng Shahako is not an idea because it's broad and it can include everything. The idea of Shahako is, this is a Bracha, the Chazal Rekaveit, Bidiyevid. If you said it by accident, you didn't know what the Bracha is, you could say one Bracha, which your Yotze Bidiyevid, and its name is Shahakol. According to this, Eitz will not work here, because that's only working because it's broad enough to include Geffen, which it's not. Shahakol will work, because it's not going because it's broad, but it's going because Shahakol is a Bidiyevid Bracha. One final point, says Rabbi Lehi, what is the pshat that Chazal Rekaveia, a bracha on a Bidiyevid situation? How does that work? So Rabbi Lehi is mechadesh that in every bracha there are two inyanim. One is a chi of either midraisa or midrabbanan to make a bracha, but the other by Birchas Hanenin is to be misalik and iser. What's the iser? The Gemara in Lamed Hay in the Bavli says, kol anenim in oilam hazeh, Beloy bracha ki'ilu mal. There's a din of me'ila. A person is being moil in hegdish. He's like stealing from Hashem if he doesn't make a bracha. It doesn't belong to him till he makes the bracha. He has to first thank Hashem for his food. So says Reb Leib that according to this, when we say that the Chazal were made Shahakol, that your Yotze B'dieved, they didn't mean to say that Shahakol as a bracha is koilel everything and that's how it works. A bracha that's koilel doesn't work by Geffen. Varaya Eitz doesn't work. But the idea is that Shahakol is enough to remove the Isser Me'ila. Since you've thanked Hashem that he made everything in the world, then already you're not considered stealing from Hashem. You're not being moil behegdish. And the machayiv to make a bracha, the underlying yisoid is that you were moil behegdish. So this is enough to take away the me'ila behegdish and memela. There is no longer any iser, and memela there is no chiyuv bracha, and that's the pshat of the Yotze B'dieved.